I regret the day I said yes to Mr. Trump. I regret all the help and support I gave him along the way. I am ashamed of my own failings and publicly accepted responsibility for them by pleading guilty in the Southern District of New York. I am ashamed of my weakness and my misplaced loyalty, of the things I did for Mr. Trump in an effort to protect and promote him. I am ashamed that I chose to take part in concealing Mr. Trump's illicit acts rather than listening to my own conscience. I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist, he is a con man, and he is a cheat.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis, let's get to it. It's Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. Welcome to day 769.
So to be clear, Mr. Trump knew of and directed the Trump-Moscow negotiations throughout the campaign and lied about it. He lied about it because he never expected to win. He also lied about it because he stood to make hundreds of millions of dollars on the Moscow real estate project. And so I lied about it too.
Michael Cohen gave public testimony today before the House Oversight Committee. Here's a quick overview. He accused Trump of engaging in criminal conduct while in office, including the fact that Trump knew ahead of time about WikiLeaks' plan to release DNC emails, which were intended to damage Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. He testified that Trump, quote, asked me to pay off an adult film star with whom he had an affair, end quote, with $130,000 of his own money weeks before the 2016 election in order to, quote, avoid any money being traced back to him that could negatively impact his campaign, end quote. Cohen also described his relationship with Trump like this.
I am ashamed because I know what Mr. Trump is. He is a racist. He is a con man. And he is a cheat.
We're going to start by going through a couple of the key moments from Cohen's testimony. This is a rolling work in progress that we're still working on, so check back to the main site for updates. First up, Cohen said Trump knew that Roger Stone was communicating with WikiLeaks during the campaign and that he had advanced knowledge that WikiLeaks planned to publish the hacked DNC emails.
The New York Times asked President Trump if he ever spoke to Roger Stone about these stolen emails, and President Trump answered, and I quote, "No, I didn't. I never did." Was that statement by President Trump true?
No, it's not accurate.
And can you please describe for us, to the best of your recollection, you were present, exactly what Mr. Stone said to Mr. Trump?
It was a short conversation, and he said, "Mr. Trump, I just want to let you know that I just got off the phone with Julian Assange, and in a couple of days, there's going to be a massive dump of emails that's going to severely hurt the Clinton campaign."
Cohen said he does not know of any direct evidence that Trump or his campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 election, but he did say he has his suspicions. When asked whether he thinks Donald Trump or the Trump family could be compromised by a foreign entity, Cohen had this to say.
If Mr. Trump and his daughter Ivanka and son Donald Jr. are involved in the Russian Trump Tower deal, is it possible the whole family is conflicted or compromised with a foreign adversary in the months before the election?
Yes.
He also said that he was in the room with Trump, quote, probably in early June 2016, end quote, when Trump Jr. came, quote, into the room and walked behind his father's desk, end quote, leaned over to his father and, quote, speaking in a low voice, which I could clearly hear, and saying, "The meeting is all set. I remember Trump saying, okay, good, let me know," end quote. Cohen added that, quote, Trump had frequently told me and others that his son Don Jr. had the worst judgment of anyone in the world. Cohen also suggested that federal prosecutors in New York are investigating an unspecified crime involving Trump, which has not been made public yet. He said he's been asked by them not to discuss it and, quote, not to talk about these issues, end quote. Federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York recently issued a request for documents related to donations and spending by Trump's inaugural committee, Cohen also said prosecutors in New York are investigating conversations that Trump or his advisors had with Cohen after his hotel room was raided by the FBI in April 2018. Cohen also provided a copy of a $35,000 check that was personally signed by Donald Trump in 2017 and was meant to reimburse him for paying off Stormy Daniels, who claimed she had an affair with Trump. Cohen also submitted copies of additional $35,000 checks that Trump Jr. and the COO of the Trump Organization made, quote, to reimburse me for the hush money payments, end quote. Cohen said that Trump directed him to lie about the payments to Stormy Daniels by telling Congress that Trump had no knowledge of the payments. Trump was president when this happened. Cohen also said that in October 2016, he received a call from Hope Hicks, who was asking for help dealing with the Access Hollywood tape, during which Trump brags about kissing, groping, and trying to have sex with women, saying,
I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
Hicks told Cohen in October 2016, quote, we want you to just spin this, end quote. And finally, Cohen said that Trump asked him to threaten people or entities probably 500 different times over the course of a decade.
50 times?
More.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably. Over the 10 years?
Over the 10 years, he asked you...
And when you say threaten, I'm talking with litigation or an argument with...
intimidation.
A nasty reporter that... is writing an article.
And now to the notables. One, the House Oversight Committee wants to depose both Trump's longtime tax lawyer and the former deputy White House counsel in charge of compliance and ethics. Two, Trump met with Kim Jong-un in Vietnam for the first day of his second summit with the North Korean dictator. Three, the White House banned four U.S. journalists from covering Trump's dinner with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un after they shouted questions earlier in the day. Four, former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker has agreed to return to Congress and meet with lawmakers behind closed doors in order to clarify parts of his previous public testimony, during which he claimed that he never made any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation or any other investigation to Trump. Five, Mike Pence's new chief of staff disparaged people with HIV and AIDS in a early 90s college newspaper column, claiming that the transmission of the disease was largely the result of repugnant homosexual intercourse. And finally, Politico says 68% of Americans say they want the Robert Mueller report to be made public, while just 10% say it should not be. 22% remain undecided. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckedhashappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
How many times do we have to teach you this lesson, old man?
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.